I decided immediately that Kralevsky was not a human being at all, but a gnome who had disguised himself as one by donning an antiquated but very dapper suit. He had a large egg-shaped head with flattened sides that were tilted back against a smoothly rounded hump back. This gave him the curious appearance of being permanently in the middle of shrugging his shoulders and peering up into the sky.
One afternoon I said to Mummy, "Who is this person in my tummy? He must be small and very thin, or how could he have gotten in?" My mother said from where she sat, "It isn't nice to talk like that." "It's true," I cried. "I swear it, Mummy, there is a person in my tummy. He talks to me at night in bed. He's always asking to be fed. Throughout the day he screams at me, demanding sugar buns for tea. He tells me it is not a sin to go and raid the biscuit tin. I know quite well it's awfully wrong to guzzle food the whole day long, but really I can't help it, Mummy, not with this person in my tummy." "You horrid child," my mother cried. "Admit it right away, you've lied. You're simply trying to produce a silly, asinine excuse. You are the greedy, guzzling brat, and that is why you're always fat." I tried once more. "Believe me, Mummy, there is a person in my tummy." "I've had enough," my mother said. "You'd better go at once to bed."
Just then a nicely timed event delivered me from punishment. Deep in my tummy something stirred, and then an awful noise was heard, a snorting, grumbling, grunting sound that made my tummy jump around. My darling mother nearly died.
"My goodness, what was that?" she cried.
At once the tummy voice came through. It shouted,
"Hey there, listen you, I'm getting hungry, I want eats, I want lots of chocs and sweets, get me half a pound of nuts, look snappy or I'll twist your guts."
"That's him," I cried. "He's in my tummy. So now do you believe me, Mummy?"
But Mummy answered nothing more, for she had fainted on the floor.